Zog der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt, ist Terumais, Perig Yur Aleph, Mischne Yur. Madlikin, Shemen, Sreifa, Bebote Knesias, Ubebote Midrashais, Ubemevoyais, Hu Afeilin. What is Shemen, Sreifa? Shemen, Sreifa is oil of Terumah that became Tame. You can't eat it, but the Kohen is allowed to use it in a way that he burns it. So you can light a lamp that's full of Shemen Sreifa, where? In Bate Knesiyas, those are shuls that are made for davening. Bate Midrashis, those are shuls made for learning. Ube Mavoyas Uafelin, and in dark streets, dark alleyways. What's the shayla? I mean, you can light it. Why would I think that you can't light it in a Beis HaKnesses? Or a Beis HaMedrash, or a dark alleyway? Well, here's the possible problem. A Yisroel is not allowed to have Hanoh from Truma that is being consumed. In other words, like in this case, where by burning it, it's disappeared. I can't use it again. So if it's a Beis HaKnesses that only has Kohanim, or a Beis Medrash that only has Kohanim, or an alleyway that only has Kohanim, fine. But the chances are there are Yisraelim there as well. So therefore the Mishnah is telling me a Chiddush, that Madlik and Shemen Sreifa, in your Beis HaKnesses, in your Beis HaMedrash, in your dark alleyway, even though you have Yisraelim there. The reason is, this is how many Rishonim learn, this Isser that Yisraelim can't have Hanoh in such a way is only Midrabanan, and the Chachamim were matter it when it comes to Tzarchei Tzibur. What more important Tzarchei Tzibur is there than the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, where people have to pass in a dark alleyway? So Lamaisa, even though there's no Kayin there, it's okay. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Valgabi HaChoylin, and to light Shem and Sreifa, to light up for someone who's not well, that you can only do Bershos Kayin. You have to have a Kayin there. Even though the Yisrael is having enough from it. That's not a problem. As the Batanur explains, Ner La'echad, Ner La'meya, a Ner for one person is a Ner for 100 people. But you have to have a Kayin there. Some say Bershos Kayin means with permission from a Kayin. That's what the Rambam learns. Bas Yisrael Shenesis L'Kayin. We have a Bas Yisrael. Her father is a Yisrael, but she's married to a Kayin. Vila Mudei Tzalaviya, and she's very often by her father. She comes, she stays there, she visits. So Avia Madlik Birshusa, her father can use this Truma oil that's Tameh, to light up the apartment while she's there. Because she's married to a Kayin, she can have Hanah from this Truma, even though it's Truma Tameh that is being burnt. Once she's there, the father can also have Hanah. As the Batanur explained beforehand, Ner La'echad, Ner L'meya. Now we have an interesting machlokes. Zok the Mishnah, Matlikim Bebeis HaMishnah. You can light up with Truma oil that became Tameh in a Beis HaMishnah. Let's say by a Chasana, by a Simcha. Again, if a Kayin is there, Avaloi Bebeis HaEvel, but not in the house of an Avol Rachman al-Islam. There you can't use Truma oil that became Tameh. Div Rabbi Yehuda Zayhal, Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Svar? Rabbi Yehuda says, look, in a Beis HaMishnah, people are wearing nice clothes. No one's going to pick up a lamp and walk into a different room with it. Your skid is going to spill on your chasana suit. So I'm not worried they're going to take it out where there's no kayin. But in a Beis HaEvel, Rachman al-Itzlan, people don't come with nice clothes. So they're not so worried about carrying the nair. So even though there's a kayin here now, could be somebody will take it out. Say out Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite. Be Beis HaEvel, you can't. People are not in a good mood. They're in a Beis HaEvel. The nair usually stays where it is. Avaloi Beis HaMishta. Here, it's Labor Day. Dancing. Person grabs the nair, runs into a different room with it. It's much more shayach. You're going to move it, and once you move it, maybe you'll move it away from where there's a kayin. Rabbi Meir Oyser Kan V'Kan. Rabbi Meir asters in both places. Rabbi Meir takes both Svaras L'Chumra. By a wedding, there's a greater chance you're going to do it because you're in a better mood, so you'll carry the light from one place to another. And a Beis HaEvel, the reason to aser it is because people aren't wearing good clothes, so it's more shayach, they're going to do it. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, matir kan v'kan. Rabbi Shimon takes both svaris l'kul. He says, in both places you can. In the Beis HaEvel, you can because people aren't in the mood to move neiris around anyway. And in the Beis HaMishtah, they're worried about their nice clothes, so they won't move it. So if there's a kayin here, I can assume it's going to stay here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it lechtik. For everyone, Hadron Allah, Masechtas Trumais.